So I'm here with John Amici. What's it like being here at Student Pride today?
I mean, it's always good to be at Student Pride. I think it's important when you can get collections of people together, especially educated people together, and have debates and discussions about things of importance. I mean, that's why I'm part of Student Pride. It's certainly not for any other reason, because frankly, I just feel really old whenever I'm around here. But I think it's important to try and contribute and give people some kind of historical timeline.
And the years that you've been a part of it, have you seen progression?
Certainly. I think the size of Pride seems to keep on increasing. The diversity of people who come to exhibit has certainly increased. I think in the early days of all Prides, they were, you know, sexual health awareness kind of booths, and they were little boutique food booths and things like that. And then now there's this massive cross-section of still all the important, really entrenched LGBT charities and sports charities and things like that, but also the corporate world has stepped in, which shows that they don't really see this as a fun weekend so much as they see it as an ability to tap into a pool of incredibly talented young people.
And as you're a sports star, or retired sports star yourself, do you think that the progression in LGBT people in sports is getting better?
I mean, the progress that we've seen in society has not been mirrored in sport, certainly not in male team sports. There are some notable examples that people can talk about, you know, from Hitzelberger to Daly. There are people who have come out, but that's not the same as, you know, I'm a social scientist, I'm a psychologist, so for me, two dots doesn't make a trend. So we've got to see more progress, really, within sports. There's still a lot of dinosaurs there.
And what do you plan to do with the rest of your day?
I'm going to wander around the exhibits upstairs, and then, you know, for me, this is a weekend where I get a chance to catch up with a lot of the panel members are friends, but we don't necessarily cross paths in our day jobs. So this is an opportunity for me to catch up with some people and hopefully have a chat with some of the students.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you.